Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Okay. Do you have the car's register or the previous owner's name? Okay, give me 2 seconds. Still there? You there? Yeah, what was the register again? Yeah. Yeah, and this is Mark's old car by the looks of it. Yeah. So last time I was here, we've just done a service on it. And then a return. Couldn't tell you, we don't have it on here. So normally that's on only the dyno. I'll see if the tuner's around. I'll ask him if he remembers. Give me 2 seconds. You there? Yeah, he can't remember at all. From memory, there's something weird between the owners. It's been through like two or three owners now. Because I think from the original owner that we built the motor for, Mark bought it, wanted to do mods. But at the same time, someone called saying that they owned it. So there's some weird thing going on there. Can't remember quite what happened. But yeah, he does not remember. Well, we don't know because we haven't seen it for a while, and that owner sounded like he modified it. Flex fuel, yeah. So you can put E85 or 98 in there if it's all still set up. Like. It doesn't matter. It's got a sensor on it, or it should have a sensor that'll read it somewhere in the car. Should have a gauge for it too. Yeah, so the sensor will read the content and then adjust the tune to suit. Yeah, it can only run 98 or E85, not E10. E10 is no good. But that's if it's still set up for that. Like, there was a lot of weird things that happened in that, like, last year and a half with that car. What do you mean? I know how the cop works. It's all in the one tune. You don't have to change maps or anything like that. So the flex fuel tune's on there permanently. So you don't have to pick a map or anything. The cob should have different maps on it, but not from us. So it might have different cob maps that we didn't make. Yeah, so I wouldn't be changing maps on that. But again, I don't know if that car's actually tuned to suit what's on there currently. Is it... Yeah, I'd probably recommend bringing it in for an inspection and like a checkover. And then like a rerun on the dyno just to see where the car's actually at. Because from memory, what's that? I was gonna say from memory, the owner that had it before you modified it and was meant to bring it in for a trim but didn't. And I think he might have taken it somewhere else. Something there was there, something weird that happened there. I can't quite remember. So I definitely recommend, yeah, bring it in for an inspection and just at least a run on the dyno to see where it's at. A modified vehicle inspection is normally 300, and then to run it on the dyno and give you some feedback on the tune is 250. Be about 2 weeks, I'd say. Give me 2 secs. Let me have a quick look. All right, so I can see here we've got the 9th available if you want. So 9th of December, so about, what's that, 3 weeks? Yeah, done. Easy. What was your name? Alex, and last name? Do you spell that? AVR, AM. We need the car here around 8 to 8:30 in the morning. Leave it with us for. Sorry, I can't catch any of those. Too many people speaking there. Do you want to drop it off Monday night, pick it up Tuesday night? Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, done. Easy. And what was your phone number? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and it was a 2012 WRX up STI, wasn't it? Yeah, done. Easy. Booked in for the 9th. Yeah, obviously, just have it here by 5:30 on the Monday. And then we'll go over the car, run on the dyno, see where it's at, see if it's even tuned in there still, and let you know what's going on with it. Is that our dyno sheets that have got a Rex on it anyway? Okay, yeah. I honestly don't know. There's a lot of weird things that happened, and we got a phone call from someone else that owned it, but then, didn't quite make sense. A few things that sort of the timeline of that car. So yeah, definitely bring it in for us to just see what's going on with it. All right. So Monday 8th, drop it off before 5:30. All right, done. Easy. All good.